I'm Guy. This is the Guy or Cook Report, the Friday wrap-up of the Guy or Cook Report, actually, where we talk about the episodes we performed. Oh, boy. That's a big word. Anyway, the ones that happened this past week that ended on June 26th, which is today's date. The first one we talked about is sort of a redo of a video that we had on the YouTube channel. It was how to use Lightstream to stream on a Facebook page. There's a big push for live streaming and whatnot. I'm still recording, as you can see, but the Lightstream video was a big deal and a lot of people wanted to see it, so I mentioned it here again, and there's a link. If you go to the show notes, theguyorcookreport.podbean.com, all the links that we talked about today are going to be in there. The second one, and this was a puzzle, it sort of started with Podbean, and it evolved into, is it okay to use plugins that are not current with your latest version of WordPress? Now, the Podbean interface, one of the ways they can automatically share each episode is into WordPress, a hosted WordPress site. I have one, justguy.net, that I was going to link up to the Podbean feed. Well, the plugin that they recommend to use, the day I checked, wasn't current with the latest version of WordPress. So I immediately slammed on the brakes and asked support. Hey, should I use this? Is it okay? Well, I've got a link in there that explains what to do, and I want you to take a look at that. Rather than tell you, I'll just show you where the link is by putting it into the show notes. That's right, theguyorcookreport.podbean.com. How to archive old family photo albums with Genially. This is a great software that I found. Patricia Summer, the Durham Skywriter out there in North Carolina, she made a suggestion for a Microsoft product. I balked at the price because I'm thrifty. Some people say I'm tighter than a nut. Anyway, I looked for a more reasonably priced product that I could put in photo albums and then put in captions and whatnot. Genially, take a look at that. It's going to work for you. How to use Gallium OS on Facebook Live. So remember that I talked about how they're doing live streaming, Lightstream, and so forth? Well, Facebook Live has got a live streaming thing built right into it. And an old Chromebook that I've got, it was an Acer Model C720, and it was deprecated by Google. They're not supporting that model anymore, and that's understandable. It's pretty old. Well, I found a video on YouTube that says, hey, if you've got the old Chromebook, you can install Gallium OS, a Linux distribution, onto that device. Well, I'm a little bit Linux familiar, so I installed it, and then to further enhance it, I installed the Chrome browser. And then once I did that, I pushed the envelope a little bit more, and I said, hey, I wonder if I could do Facebook Live with this. Probably not. Well, guess what? It worked just great. If you've got an old Chromebook, I would say take a look at Gallium OS. It's a donation site. Make a donation if you're liking the software. And in conclusion, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day for this episode of the Guy or Cook Report. Thanks to the patrons that support this effort. It's a wrap.